Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Gotta say, I'm still riding the high of getting to talk golf with Chris Paddock.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool moment
there in our last segment. That was a lot of fun, and I appreciate him stopping by before the Padres headed into their meetings, which they are doing so now. Fernando Tatis Jr. is supposed to stop by sometime after the meeting. Jesse Agler is going to be talking apparently to Manny Machado. I've been watching his sit-down interviews. Have been fantastic.
Phenomenal work.
All spring, but until that happens, we have voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, here with us in our little room off the back patio at Padres spring training. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Can we go back to Waffle House for a little bit?
Waffle House. What a disappointing performance. I've seen on Twitter.
I'm a smothered covered guy.
I haven't been there in 15, 20 years.
So you talked a big game.
I did, as I've been known to do.
And then you were embarrassed.
And I was embarrassed fully. I've been getting
ripped.
You didn't
know about diced and peppered and
capped.
Capped.
Yeah, what's capped? I didn't know capped.
Mushrooms.
That makes sense, I guess.
Mushroom caps. So
I go smothered covered. Very basic. Cheese and onions.
Speaking of eating.
Yes.
We had a lovely dinner last night, the four of us.
Thank you for the invite.
Oh, you're welcome. Where we went to a place called Bobby Q's. Jesse Agler recommended. It was recommended to him. Now, I will say this. I've never seen someone of your stature eat a bigger meal.
Yeah.
It was competitive eating. It was like Kobayashi, Joey Chestnut style.
I have always been a fast eater. It's not a good thing. You know, it's not good for your body.
Right.
It's not good for your brain. It's not great at dinner parties. You know, when you're done and everybody else is just starting.
I'm a fast eater. Yeah. So I like to get in and out.
Luckily, I married another fast eater.
Yep.
So that works out nicely. But yeah, one of the things too, I hadn't had a real meal in a day and a half. I had a weird travel day. I didn't eat anything earlier in the day yesterday, so I was really hungry. So that was part of it.
You were
hangry.
You were hangry. You had a 3-meat platter, which looked incredible.
It was very good.
Yeah, I had a ribeye that was very tasty. It was a really good place. Highly recommended here.
Yeah.
But it was a nice time. It was nice to catch up.
Thank you for having
me. And chew the fat. It was our pleasure. So what do you have on your agenda today, Jesse?
Yeah, going to sit down with Manny in a few minutes.
Come on. Nice.
And chat with Mr. Machado. We'll discuss how to get swole. Obviously, we'll talk a little Kobe and his home run yesterday. First swing of the spring. That's not bad.
Pretty awesome.
Right?
Pretty awesome.
Literally
yeah.
Your first swing.
Yeah.
How cool would it have been if that was last year?
I know.
First swing as a Padre. But
There's the talks going around. We're talking to Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods. You know, this is going to be a big year for Manny. Everybody's expecting it. Manny's talking about the fact that, hey, he's here. He's back. He's ready. People are afraid of him. he does need to get back to being that guy that was absolutely terrifying when he was a Baltimore Oriole. I mean, it was just hard to get out all the time. And
sign me up.
100%. And I, what is different about him, do you think?
I think the offseason last year was difficult. And no major leaguer is going to sit there last year and say, hey, that was hard on me.
Right.
Because at the end of it, he got a contract that will pay him $300 million.
Sure.
So you can't really outwardly complain about that. But he didn't get to have a normal offseason. And these guys are human beings, and the contract stuff is stressful, and it impacts
that.
Your routine. I'm a big believer in counting on that stuff. So I think this year, a normal offseason, getting to do his stuff, not even having to worry about that, will be a big help.
We were just talking to Chris Paddock. He said on his goal board, his word for the year is balance.
Yeah.
He's such an intense guy. And we talk, it's a cliche, but and you know it because you travel with the team, and it's 162 games. Baseball really is a marathon.
Yeah.
And if you're sprinting the whole time, you're going to flame out.
People beat up on those cliches. They're real. And, like, there's a reason they become cliches. One day at a time. Marathon, not a sprint. It's the only way to survive a baseball season. And I'm saying that from my own experience as a broadcaster.
Broadcaster, too.
That's why I wanted to ask you. You're not putting your body on the line, but the travel, the hours, the weird meal
times. The time away from your family.
Yes, all of that.
You have to learn how to do it. You have to figure it out. Like, my routine on the road last year was vastly different than, like, 4 years prior. Part of that is getting older, having a kid, you know, like, sort of learning your body better like that. It sounds silly, but, like, I remember sitting down after the 2016 season, which was my first year traveling full-time, where I went on every game. And it was Andy Green's first year as the manager. And we were sitting in his office in the visiting clubhouse in Arizona the last weekend of the season. And Andy was always very nice checking in on me and stuff like that. And he's like, how'd it go for you? Like, the conversation started with me asking him, and he turned it around on me. And I said, you know, I learned a lot over the course of the year. He's like, absolutely. He's like, that's a thing. And, you know, we kind of talked about that, like, even as a broadcaster, you know, and like you said, I'm not putting my body on the line like these guys, but you sort of learn what you can and cannot do over the course of a long season to be able to survive it. I was sick half of that season.
Yeah.
You know, I had a newborn. The kid was literally born a week before opening day.
Oh, my God.
So no sleep, plus the travel, everything like that. I was miserable that whole year physically. But at the end of the day, you kind of figure out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, three meat platters probably is not something you
cut back on quite a bit. much fewer hash brown orders at Waffle House.
Those little appetizer rolls.
Oh, my God. Brisket rolls we had last night. Just incredible.
Okay, it looks like the meeting's over, so... Jesse, you probably have to go.
Do you guys have a word you want to do? You want
I'm waiting on my text.
Can you come back after we'll do the Double Secret Incorporator later? And
sure, whatever you guys want.
Because apparently Fernando Tatis Jr. is coming on over here. So I've got to
You just got bumped, by the way. That's a nice way of telling you you got bumped.
I'm bumping you for Manny.
Look at this.
Yes,
how about
that? You bump us, and then find us later.
We'll bump you.
We'll explain the Double Secret
Incorporator. And I give a word to you, and you're going to give a word to me.
And the listeners are going to know. Woodsy is not going to know.
Correct.
Okay.
In the booth with us.
I like this. Part two coming up.
That'll be a bit later. So. Yeah, we're going to do a little switcheroo here because walking in right now, probably one of the most recognizable figures in all of San Diego. All right, hold on. Do we remember our secret? It was,
remember the handshake?
It was one, boom, two, boom, bump, boom. Bump, down, up. Okay. One, two, bump, bump, down, up, boop. Yeah. There we go.
You did it. We got to get that one more time on video before he leaves.
I had to review the tape last year
when we
got to interview Fernando Tatis Jr. in the dugout at Petco Park, and he on the spot invented, thanks to your suggestion, a secret handshake. So I had to go review the tape to make sure I could get it right. He remembered like 2 seconds. I needed like 8 hours to practice yesterday to be able to do it. Fernando, great to see you. Thanks again for joining us here on Ben and Woods.
Thank you for having me, guys.
So how is this? I asked Chris Paddock this last hour. How's the spring training different for you from last year?
You know, last year I came in trying to make the team, you know, trying to breaking spring with the club and just stuff like that. But this year we're just preparing ourselves, you know, trying to get better in every single area, just slowly growing up, pushing up to have a successfully and healthy season.
Yesterday, first game for you, for Manny, pretty fun watching him go deep, and then you got an extra base hit. How long does it take for you to start feeling comfortable as spring gets kind of going along?
Just a couple weeks, I'll say, you know, a couple more games. You know, this game isn't easy at all, but, you know, obviously our talent sometimes stand up. But, just 1 or 2 weeks, and we'll be ready to go.
You say it isn't easy. You've kind of made it look a little easier than most people do. Do you recognize that, though, that success doesn't come as early and as quickly as for most guys as it came for you last season. Any idea what you did and how you're going to try to repeat and build on that this year?
Yes, working, you know, and trying to pushing. And people say the second year always a tough one for players, but like I've been saying earlier, if the league is going to make a judgment on me, I'm going to make a judgment on them. So as simple as that.
Well, you looked pretty good yesterday. Was it your second at bat? You rolled over your first at bat, and then your second at bat, you hit that absolute missile to right center field. Your approach, is that your approach, right center? There's hits over there. Yeah, that's what they always say. There's hits over there.
There's a lot of hits,
hits over there.
Yeah, that's my approach. That's where sometimes I'm trying to stay at the home plate and just trying to lock it in right there.
How about off the field, your experience? Certainly you became a sensation, obviously, in your rookie season in San Diego. You know, fans would, I'm sure, start to recognize you. You're pretty easily recognizable guy. What was that like for you, and how have you handled kind of sudden fame in baseball?
You know, in San Diego, it was pretty fun. You know, I would go to a restaurant, people immediately recognize me, but it was nice and simple, you know. People just trying to say hi, trying to take a picture, and yeah, why not? And just as simple as that, and just trying to have a great time, and just moving around. And I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
So you've had a few days here with your new skipper, Jace Tingler, and we've got a chance to sit down and talk to Jace as well. We really like him. Seems to be a pretty intense guy. Watched your infield yesterday, very quick. Had you guys move, and everybody was sweating, hands on the knees when it was over. What's been the difference in this camp versus like last year?
You know, there's a lot of communication. There's a lot of intention. Everybody's ready to win. And I feel like that's an important thing. I feel like everybody's on the same page. Last year was more, we're still building, rebuilding. We're still trying to bring the pieces. I was going to come up first, Manny first year. You know, this year is, everything is real. You know, we have the plan, we have the mindset, and we just know what we're going for.
Talking to Fernando Tatis Jr. here on Ben and Woods. Tommy Pham, one of the new additions to the team. I heard him speaking about you, one of the reasons he was excited coming to San Diego after the trade. What have been your first impressions of being a teammate now of Tommy Pham?
You know, he's a really nice guy. You know, he's a really hard worker. You can see it from far, far away. You know how dedicated he is with his stuff, how hard worker he is with his stuff, and he's just gonna work until, you know, he's success. And that's a great piece for us. You know, a player that gets on base, a player that, you know, has put numbers to be an all-star. But it's just, I feel like it's a great addition to us, and it's going to be key for us.
Do you see yourself as a leadoff hitter for this year and beyond? Do you want to hit first? Do you like hitting first? Would you rather be hitting second, third? What if you could make the lineup every day, where would you be hitting? I'll get you in trouble.
That's a great question, but, you know, I'm just going to be ready to be you know, available for that wherever they need me.
Sure.
You know, I feel I can do whatever job they ask me for. So I'm just going to be ready for everything.
Do you like hitting first?
Yeah. Why not?
You like starting the game.
Some people don't.
1-0.
Yeah.
that happened a few times last season.
Yeah, it
definitely happened a few times. It's a great way to start a game, isn't it?
It really, really is. It really, really is.
Double play combination. I don't know who's going to be necessarily at second base this year. It's Jace Tingler has said, it's pretty open competition. You've got some veterans, got some younger guys in camp. What's it been like working with some of the many different guys who are at second right now for the Padres?
You know, it's pretty fun. We're seeing a great competition. We're seeing a great talent on second base, especially with the addition of Dozier right now. It's going to be great. You know, as soon as I feel like everybody's on the same pace just to helping the team, that's everybody's mindset, and hopefully we can keep it that way, and we just find the perfect combination to make a success and to have a great year.
Well, we were watching the game yesterday. We're talking to Fernando Tatis Jr. here on Ben and Woods this morning. Watching yesterday, you and Manny, back up to your old tricks. Manny is kind of giving it to you out in the field. Manny hits a home run in his first at-bat. What did he say after he got his?
He said, as nice and simple as that, guy.
You know? I love it.
But, you know, yes, we were all happy. Everybody came back in a good shape, and it seems like it's going to be a really good year.
How do you – last year for Manny, in comparison to what everybody thinks, including Manny, this season, I think everybody's expecting a totally different player. He looks a lot more relaxed. He looks in great shape. Obviously, that first swing yesterday hit the ball really hard and really, really far. I'm sure you guys are expecting big things out of him as well.
You know, he's in great shape, and everybody's talking about last year. You know, last year it was not a good year for him, but it's a great year for any player.
100%.
That's how.
If that's a down year, I'll take that any day. Any day. Yeah.
That's how you see how talented he is. But yeah. You know, he's in great shape. He's working really hard. He like I mentioned earlier, last year it was coming in a brand new guy. This year, everybody, he's coming in knowing where we at, knowing what we're doing, and knowing what we're going for.
I know you guys are getting an early start today, so you got to get to work. But I do want to ask you one business item question before we go. A lot of Padres fans have said, can we lock Fernando Tatis Jr. up long-term already? Don't want to worry about it. I know that's so many years off, but is that something that has all been on your radar in the offseason now that the season started? Could it be something that's revisited at all? What's kind of the status there? Has anyone come up to you from the Padres side and to your agent and talked about it?
You know, my agent, we'll talk about it if, you know, the Padres come with something. But, you know, there's nothing I've been out there yet, but I would love to stay at San Diego for as long as possible.
Good answer.
We would love
good
to
good answer,
because
we'd all love that too, for sure. Well, Fernando, it is a pleasure to see you again. Looking forward to another exciting season of Padres baseball, and Padres fans having fun with you out there. Thank you so much. Fernando Tatis Jr., wow, that is fantastic.
Awesome.
We will get to Don't Do This in just a second, but we're going to say goodbye to Fernando, and we'll be right back here with Bennett Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
That kid lights up a room, Woodsy.
He sure does,
absolutely.
Man.
Thanks
was
again
awesome.
To Fernando Tatis Jr. appearing on our SDCCU Fan Hotline. Here at Padres Spring Training, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com. And before we get to our head-shaking stories and Don't Do This, a reminder, coming up later this hour, we will announce today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back and qualify to win our grand prize, a drawing. In fact, we got two of them. Trips to Las Vegas to see Shania Twain at Planet Hollywood. Dinner at Cafe Hollywood. Two nights stay. If our biggest fan doesn't call in, then we will give it to another caller. See, Jesse walked
give
in.
It through, poo give, another
give it
to another caller.
Give it to another caller.
Jesse walks in and you
Jesse
flub. Are you going to be able to do this today?
Well, I didn't know he was going to come in right now. Can we push back Don't Do This?
Yeah, so let's do that. Cut
finish
the music.
Up with Jesse.
Cut it.
All right, cut the music. We will push Don't Do This back. Jesse Agler, who was with us before Fernando Tatis Jr. walked
on?
In. It's just a lot going on right
I
here.
I love live radio.
Here you go, Jesse.
All right. Hi, Jesse.
All right, Jesse's back.
How was Fernando?
Fernando was
amazing.
Great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Got to do our handshake again.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Did you ask him if they're doing the chop this year? I keep meaning to ask
you,
that.
I totally forgot. That's a Don't Do This
I
for Us.
I forget also.
I didn't.
That's phenomenal
isn't
video,
that,
by the way.
Isn't that amazing video?
It's very on brand for you, Ben.
I put
that.
Him on the spot the first time we interviewed. Ben was, his face went. As red as a
oh,
plum.
Yes. I am a bad handshaker.
Okay.
Just, I mean, I'm a good normal handshaker,
yeah,
but
normal.
I'm a bad cool.
Do you know the name of the normal cool. handshake?
There's a name of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's like, because they're named. Like, from like business, you know, textbooks.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It's like
no,
having a
no.
good firm handshake. This is, it's the Continental.
The Continental. I can
get
feel
out of
the
town.
Continental.
I am filled with
everything,
crap like that.
Dude,
you
that
know.
Is amazing.
Everything
the Continental.
Else, yeah. I struggle with. So Woodsy puts me on the spot.
Yeah.
Says, Fernando, can you come up with a handshake for my co-host? And I'm going, I can't do this. I can't do this.
It was amazing.
It was like six tries the first time. I actually studied the video so I could recreate it today, like for 8 hours. He got it in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like
it's amazing, yeah. by the way, because I couldn't do that either.
No.
And like, they, like in the dugout, like I imagine that they spend like hours in the clubhouse doing that
yes.
stuff before they bring it to the field. But that's not the
it's
case.
It's not the case.
They just do it.
They
it's
do
like,
it and they know
it's
it.
A natural athleticism. Yep. Something, I don't know. Yeah, it's incredible.
Now, he Ben said he lights up a room when he walks in. He's,
yes.
He's got a – we said it when we met him the first time last year. He belonged immediately. Like, he didn't have that big wide-eyed look of
no.
He was like, oh, yeah, this is – I agree. He grew up in it. You know, he's been around it, and he was like, yeah, I'm really comfortable here. And obviously the way he played, you knew he was really comfortable. And we love the kid. We just – how could you not? He's fantastic.
You, me, everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had – I'll plug my own thing if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
My chat with Manny out there that we'll put up on the web and social media and stuff for the Padres. I had him tell the Kobe story, meeting Kobe at the World Series.
Yes.
Show, and he just went for like 6 minutes and just told the story. I didn't say a word.
Incredible.
It was awesome.
It was the lead story on ESPN.com yesterday. I mean,
we'll be playing that audio tomorrow. On our show.
The delight of Manny seeing Kobe wearing the Manny Machado jersey was really so cool.
He was like, he was telling the story, Manny was, the way like I would tell a story about meeting somebody.
Manny.
Sure. Yeah. You know, like, it's a cool reminder that, like, it goes back to what we were saying a little while ago about these guys being human beings and everything. Like, it's like he was lighting up telling the story.
Yeah, I bet.
So I have to admit, Jesse, Woodsy has been very nervous for the last, I don't know, what, 2 months since we knew we were going to do the booth takeover today.
What's to be nervous about? I don't understand.
That's what I've been telling
it's
him.
The same
this
as this, by the way, except just shut up when the ball is in play.
But he's been nervous. Now, this final day, he seems to be comfortable. Now I'm nervous. I haven't done play in a while.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm leaning on you guys to fill the time. I don't have any notes.
I'm kidding. Yeah. I am a little nervous. It's been a while. In fact, my scorebook's right over there. The last game I called. Here, hand it to me. I was going to go through this. The last game I called.
It's pretty cool.
Padres spring training was 2003.
Wow.
With Jerry Coleman against the Angels in Tempe. Here's the lineup. It was Ramon Vasquez, Brady Anderson, Mark Kotze, Ryan Klesko, Bubba Trammell, Xavier Nady, Mark Loretta, Keith Lockhart, and Wiki Gonzalez with Oliver Perez on the mound.
Ollie. Is he still pitching, by the way?
Probably.
Yeah,
I think so.
Mexico, MLB, he's somewhere.
He's like poor man's Bartolo Colon. Like, in terms of, like...
Skinny Bartolo.
Yeah, like... Yeah, because poor man, he doesn't get as much food.
Always around.
But, like, yeah, he's, like, a cool career.
Yeah, very cool.
If he was big, like, I feel like people would be more into Oliver Perez.
So I'm like hoping that it's like riding a bicycle, and I can pick it back up.
Yeah, it is to a certain extent, but keep it simple. Here, this is the Dick Enberg advice. Report the ball.
Report the ball.
I like that.
Very simple.
Now, what about for me?
What do you mean? It's no different than this.
Boy.
Don't change who you are.
I feel like he's not going to pay attention and react. I like the reaction. I feel like he's just going to plow
through. Here's what I would say for you, and this is what I said when we have a guest in the booth. Hang out, do whatever. If the ball is in play, just stop yourself from talking.
Pipe down. Yeah. All right, good.
Let the other guy say what's happening, and then continue where you are.
Perfect.
But then they have the added challenge because we're going to be doing the Double Secret Incorporated.
Ah, that's right.
To kick off the season. So... what we usually do during the baseball season when Jesse joins us on Tuesdays, we give him a secret word that has no business in a baseball broadcast that he has to find a way to seamlessly incorporate in the evening's game.
Had some great ones last year. Mayonnaise was the first one. That was a piece of cake. They've all been pieces of cake for Jesse.
Specifically.
Yeah,
so here's
cakes.
What we're going to do today. We're calling it the Double Secret Incorporator, and the secret is going to be from you, Woods. So in a moment, we're going to ask you to step outside.
My pleasure.
Jesse and I are going to trade words. The listeners will then be able to listen for them during the broadcast. You won't know what they are, and at the end of the game or on the show tomorrow – you can try to figure out what the words were.
Okay, I won't stop down the broadcast then.
Yeah, no, just try to figure it out. And we'll do a segment tomorrow, and we'll let you know if you were able to decipher the Secret Incorporator words.
I love it. Let's have some fun on this broadcast. You want me to step out?
Yeah, all right. Why don't so Woods is going to step aside.
The beauty of radio is they don't know if he's actually leaving the room or not. They have to trust us.
They do. He is walking out of the room. So Now, we tried to make things very hard on you, and you handled every challenge throughout the season with aplomb, but that's not the word.
I used it yesterday. I did say that, by the way.
I'm worried that you are itching for revenge today.
No.
I'm nervous because I've already have the challenge of doing a broadcast, also trying to get in an incorporator word.
So my take is, I really don't think, and I don't want to break your buddy's heart over there, but like I don't think this is particularly tough.
Okay.
I think it's just fun, and it's like a good way for us to like have a little bit of entertainment on a Tuesday morning and to hopefully get people to tune into the game. My approach is not to try and trip you up. It's just my own entertainment. Like something is kind of an inside thing that's going to make me chuckle.
Just make the broadcast a little more enjoyable.
Right, so that's what it is. So do you want your word?
Yes, please.
Penguin.
Okay.
So there's a million ways you could go. That's the other thing. I'm sitting there last night. I'm going through words in my head. And, of course, I'm like, well, this is how I would do it. This is how I would do it. And they all seem easy to me. But, again, this is not – I'm not trying to embarrass you. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Okay, I like it.
But it's just, again, for my own entertainment.
All right. I'm trying to – and it's not coming to me instantly like it does to you.
Well, you don't have the – the special skill.
All right. So your word, I think, is going to be easy for you, but again, this is a little fun one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what this word is.
Oh.
Aglet.
Aglet.
It's the little plastic nub at the end of a shoelace.
Okay.
And it's also one letter away from your last name.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I like that.
It's an aglet.
Okay, I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, I know how I'm going to do it,
yeah,
but it's a good one. Yeah.
I want to see Jesse
Agler. It's going to feel a little forced. He will know.
Jesse Agler has
that's
to say
the word.
Aglet.
The Agler aglet.
During the broadcast today. So 12 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Mountain time. We will have the Padres and the Oakland A's. Today. And,
Jesus Luzardo on the hill for the Athletics.
One of their top prospects.
Big time. Big time prospect. Lefty.
I've done a little research. And
same high school as Anthony Rizzo.
We are, I was saying earlier, the A's are where the Padres are probably striving to be in the next year or two here. In a division with a dominant top team.
Yeah,
they've got the Astros. The Padres have the Dodgers.
Hey, save this for the fifth inning.
Okay, fine. When things
for goodness
are getting,
sake. Yeah.
When we
we're going to need this.
Wholesale changes. I know I'm doing the fourth through the sixth.
Yeah,
so
that was not an accident.
Well.
The fourth will be okay.
Yeah.
And then the fifth
is
good luck to you.
Who's Jesse? Who's that on the right field? What? Wait. What?
Well, you know what? Here, Dave Marcus, our producer and engineer on the radio broadcast, who is coming into his 27th season.
Incredible.
Doing this. Which is incredible because he's, anyway, he is a master at spring training changes.
Okay.
He does not miss a thing. He's terrible at the rest of his job, but he is really great, no, I'm kidding, at noticing spring training changes.
It's,
so you just got to be quiet between innings, get your binoculars out, let him do his thing, and he'll grumble to you, be like, Garcia's out at shortstop, you know, or whatever, and you'll know.
He'd hate it. We need to get Dave on at some point.
We'll have him on today.
We'll have him on. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he's,
during the game, yeah.
So I think only two people have done that job for the past, like, half century.
Wow.
He took over for Tommy Jorgensen,
yeah.
Who was Jerry and Uncle Teddy's longtime. He passed away. Dave took over when he was young. Now he's been doing it for a quarter of a century.
Yeah.
It's like two men in the entire history of the Padres doing the radio engineering job. So
yeah. He doesn't quite know how the equipment works, but he gets us on the air most nights.
You know, I figured it out. I mean, the way to make it is just fake it. That you fake it till you make it.
Yeah, 27 years. You think you would have figured
it
out, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do what you can.
We love Dave.
Well, Jesse, we will see you out there. I'm going to
fill
out my lineup card in a little bit in my book. And,
keep it simple.
Looking forward to it.
Keep it simple.
Okay, keep it simple.
Report
the
ball.
Shut up.
Thanks for not adding the last word to that, which is stupid, but it probably does apply here. Jesse Agler checking in. We'll look for that Manny Machado interview.
Looking forward to that.
Later in the day as well on Padres social media. And on the website, Woodsy, we will pick up where we left off. Don't do this. When we come back, we may have more Padres guests as well, as they are kind of in between meetings and stretching. So our live show here from Padres Spring Training in Peoria continues on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. .97.3 The Fan invites you to join us for the 10th annual Randy Jones Leap for Independence coming up this Saturday, February 29th. Get it? Leap Day. It's a 5K walk and run to benefit Home of Guiding Hands. For more information and to register, go to our events page at 97.3thefansd.com. Talk to Fernando Tatis Jr., Jesse Agler. We got our double incorporator going. We will finally get to Don't Do This right after a check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Saw this crash out on the 67 at Willow Road. Several vehicles involved in this. Fortunately, not blocking any lanes. Traveling on the southbound 15 before El Norte Parkway. Several vehicles involved in the crash. They managed to get everybody into the center divide. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. No, no,
no. It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
That is outrageous.
On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we almost got this started a minute ago. Now we will actually do our three head-shaking stories. Sponsored by Scripps MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history in San Diego. Woods, I will get us started. In the world of boxing, we talked about the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury fight.
Yeah.
It was Don't Do This yesterday with Tyson Fury licking the blood. But the excuse that Deontay Wilder kind of came up with why he was looked so out of sorts and looked so tired so early in his fight is really one of the most unique ones I've ever heard.
You almost got to tip your hat.
A very large hat.
Very large
hat. Yes, and the rest of the costume as well. So Deontay Wilder says one of the reasons that – his legs kind of tired out during the boxing match was because of the costume he wore into the ring. It was a, they said it would cost like $40,000.
Was a scene.
Yes, to honor Black History Month, had this elaborate, you know,
headpiece
and everything. It was heavy, and he just wore himself out just getting into the ring in costume.
I will say this:
heavyweight fight.
As somebody that watched the fight, and I had a little issue with my streaming, so I was trying to get it up. And as soon as
the crown and the red eye, black mask.
As soon as it popped up, right? As soon as my stream kicked in, that's where I started. Him walking out. It felt like it took him 20 minutes to get from the tunnel to the ring, all in that giant costume. There was a rapper in front of him, kind of laying beats down and laying verses down in front of him. It took forever.
Here's what he said.
I kind of buy it.
There were a lot of things that went wrong leading up to the fight in the last minutes before the fight, but I accept full responsibility. I paid a severe price because my legs were how they were because of my uniform. My uniform was way too heavy. It was 40-plus pounds. We had it on for 10 or 15 minutes before we even walked out, then put the helmet on. That was extra weight. Then the ring walk, then going up the stairs. It was like a real workout for my legs. When I took it off, I knew immediately the game had changed.
Oh, no. Take a 45-pound plate, okay, that you would lift weights with. Hold it over your head and walk for 20 minutes. It felt like it was a 20-minute entrance. And then see how you feel, honestly. Like, it really was not smart. Ben, so we've talked before on Don't Do This. There's a couple of things you don't want to reference, right? What's the number one? Remember we did this, the guy, the football coach?
Yes. Let's see. Number one that you don't want to reference is...
A comparison to...
Slavery?
Hitler.
Hitler, that's right.
Hitler, slavery would definitely be in there.
Yes.
I would say 9/11.
Is another one
you don't want to mention lightly. How would you say this name here? Israel Adesanya.
Adesanya.
Okay, yeah, UFC superstar. Israel Adesanya admits he took the trash talk a little bit too far, Ben. He was talking about Yoel Romero and their fight, and he said, I'll touch him enough times, eventually he'll crumble like the Twin Towers.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'll touch him enough times, and eventually he'll crumble like the Twin Towers. So he said,
Oh my God. He said, I
never made a joke about people dying or made light of the tragic event that was 9/11. I was simply rambling. My brain worked faster than my mouth. In a moment, I chose the wrong euphemism. You speak on the mic enough times, you're bound to miss the mark with some bars. I did this on that one. For that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Totally missed the mark.
Yeah.
Bad comparison. All right, finally here, Woods. I don't know who gets the Don't Do This. We were at the game yesterday in surprise, Padres and Royals, when word filtered out. Guess who just got hit by a pitch in Lakeland, Florida?
Jose Altuve.
Where, by the way, Astros and Altuve heckled loudly during a game against the Detroit Tigers, half-empty stadium there in Florida, but they were given the business to Jose Altuve.
Now, you've been to a lot of spring training games. Have you ever, like, the boos were very loud.
I've never heard any booing at a spring training game in my life.
The game we were at yesterday, I could hear Hosmer talking S to Salvador Perez, who was at the plate. It was dead silent. I've been to churches that were more loud.
Maybe if, like, a bunch of Dodger fans, like, come on the road to Peoria and take it over, some Padres fans will try to boo him, like, back down. That's about it. But no one really, it's spring training. They're just getting ready. Well, so then Altuve gets hit by a pitch, but I don't think it was a purpose. It hit him in the foot.
Got him in the foot.
I mean, if you're going to try to make a statement, I don't think that that's the part of the body you're going to be aiming
at. Agreed. I agree. But it did, you know, people were excited by it.
But it got me thinking, are we going to be doing this all season?
All season.
For every hit by pitch? Because not every time the Astros get hit is going to be some giant commentary on the science stealing scandal. Occasionally balls are just going to get away from pitchers, as they always do. So it could be a long season if every single hit batsman has to be parsed as to whether it's part of a larger narrative.
No, it's going to be a long season. That's exactly what it's going to be. I when I saw the thing, what's the first thing I did? Showed it to you. I go, oh boy, here we go. And, it turns out it was just a little change-up.
Tigers reliever Nick Ramirez.
Yeah, was off the back foot or something.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No big deal. All right, that is Don't Do This. A little bit late, but we're going on the fly here from the Peoria Sports Complex. 7:47 back at home in San Diego, 8:47 here. Padres getting ready to take the field, getting their stretching done right now. They're going to take on the A's later today, and you'll be able to hear the game here on 97.3 The Fan. Also later tonight, it's going to be a late one. Are you going to stay up for the Aztecs Colorado State home finale at Viejas Arena tonight?
Where can I watch said game in Arizona?
So you should be on in the hotel, CBS Sports Network. Well, not our hotel.
Right, other hotels.
I can watch probably on my phone.
If you want to watch MASH, you can probably find MASH on our hotel TV.
In black
MASH.
And white. On our black and white TV.
Perry Mason.
So are you telling me you're not going to stick it out to the end of the game?
No, I'm going to be dead asleep by 8 o'clock.
All right, game doesn't even start until 9.
I need my rest.
At least Mountain Time. I think it's 8 o'clock Pacific Time. But it is it's an important game. The Aztecs can't afford back-to-back losses. Then they didn't get hammered yesterday. We talked about on the show what were the AP voters going to do to the Aztecs after their 66-63 loss to UNLV. I said I think maybe 6th. Other people said, oh, they're going to hammer them. They might be out of the top 10. They didn't even go down to 6th. They were 5th.
They
were still top 5 in the country. Only lost one spot in the rankings after their first loss of the season. They lose twice in a row at home, they would deserve to be hammered and be dropped down probably outside the top 10.
Yeah.
So the margin for error, they had built through an incredible 26-0 run, a little bit of a cushion. There was a separation between the top four teams and kind of the rest of the pack. If the Aztecs want to remain in that top tier, they have to win out the rest of their games. And it starts tonight against Colorado State. It's senior night. They'll be honoring Yanni Wetzel, K.J. Fagan, and Nolan Narain before the game. They beat Colorado State, but that was in way back in December, like in that little pre-conference games that they did before Christmas. They went to Fort Collins, and they won that game. Pretty handily.
Is it true, Ben, that they didn't do the banner before tonight's game because they were, quote-unquote, a tougher opponent than UNLV?
I don't know, actually.
Because I asked you guys at the airport, I'm like, well, if there's another home game, why wouldn't they do it for the last one?
Well, Colorado State has 19 wins.
Maybe that's why.
UNLV was at 500. They were like 14-14. So Colorado State has been, at least record-wise, a better team than UNLV over the course of the season. You know, Brian Dutcher is certainly concerned. They run a pretty tight offense, a lot of set plays that they've been trying to work on in practice. They only had two days off between the games, so lot to get in there, get ready for before the Rams come in tonight. It's not so much, you know, that they can beat Colorado State. They've already done it. Now they're at home. The question is, how does a team that never loses respond to a loss?
Right.
Is it in their heads? Are they going to be...
Are they pissed off?
Are they mad? Are they going to be less confident? Are they going to try to overcompensate for, hey, we came out, we lost, we need to win this one by 50. That can be a bad mentality.
Well, Fisher adage, I remember he said it all the time. The one thing you cannot do is let one loss turn into two losses. That was what he preached every single game. Brian Dutcher has been with Steve Fisher for the last 40 years.
Message probably the same.
Probably going to be similar.
Yeah, it's like anything, man. Don't have two bad days in a row. Don't have two bad shows in a row. Don't have two bad breaks in a row in our business. Really, like, everybody screws up. Everybody drops the ball from time to time. Everybody. Every single person.
Don't have two flubs in a row.
Ben, my favorite
don't
is when you...
four flubs in a row.
Four. In your case, four. Two flubs in a row is... it's pretty standard, actually. My favorite one is two flubs in the same sentence.
I sometimes let one flub turn into two flubs. I need a Steve Fisher pep talk.
You do. You get it.
Because I get the one flub
and
then...
You get domed out.
It shakes me. And I end up flubbing again. I'm hoping that doesn't happen to the Aztecs. One loss can't shake them and then turn into two losses.
Now, Jesse Agler has walked in this room two times today. Both times you have massively flubbed. The first one was what?
I think I don't remember exactly what I said. What's up?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm not used to people just walking in randomly. That doesn't happen.
It happens all the time.
In our studios?
Sure.
Yeah, but I see them coming. There's a window. In this, there's just a door, and it opens, and I don't know who's coming in.
Is it
Fernando Tatis Jr.? Is it Chris Paddock? Is it Jesse Agler? Is it some maintenance worker who's just looking to store something in this room? There's a lot of things that could be here at spring training, and I'm kind of, okay, what is going on here? And I'm... you know, I can only think about so many things at once.
I need to pull the curtain back, too, for our audience, because they'll appreciate this. And I'm wrestling with myself. If you flub today during the broadcast, I'm not going to say anything. You've asked me not to. Here's the problem. We've trained our listeners. If you flub during the broadcast, they're going to get you. I no longer have to ask,
hey, what time was that one flub? I just got to put it on Twitter and I'll get
it. That's it. That is it.
People are tweeting that I said Titus instead of Tatis.
Please,
at some point,
God,
to that God. I don't even know when that happened.
I need that. I don't want that. I need that.
When we were interviewing him, Titus?
Titus. I don't know if it was before or during. I'm seeing a couple of Titus tweets, and I'm
on my knees praying to Jesus that there is a clip of you saying Titus. That'll be number
Brian,
one.
If you're, Brian, if you're working on that over there.
Are you saying you want to see my Titus?
Now playing shortstop, number three.
Didn't Orsillo do that last year? Was it Don?
Titus.
Or Mudd? Somebody,
somebody did
like
one.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yeah,
something.
And I think Mudd called him out on it, which was phenomenal. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
And then we
don't get in your dome, though.
So, and then we ran into Mudd yesterday. Remember, we talked about Mudd yesterday on Don't Do This.
Yeah,
Mudd's
fades on sight.
Grammar police fades on sight. He kind of came swaggering in and we work things out. It's fine. But so Mudd and Don are going to be doing the TV broadcast today in the booth next door.
Oh, boy.
And I don't know what kind of hijinks Mudd might have in store for us. You know, he likes to interact with, you know, the visiting broadcasters, the radio broadcasters, pokes his head around, sees if he can make it a whole bit. He's the bit guy on their show.
He's the me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the me and Don's the you. I'm telling you, man.
They have a similar dynamic.
They
actually
really do. They really do.
Don's, you know, he'll roll with it to a certain extent, but he'll also get annoyed.
Yes. Do you get annoyed?
Never.
I didn't know that.
Not once.
I didn't think so.
Never once.
I didn't get annoyed yesterday of you falling asleep at the wheel. I
didn't fall asleep.
And calling out every restaurant that we passed. Either.
I did do that. I like calling out things.
I wanted to text your wife and say, did
she
do this?
Yeah, no, I call out things, yeah.
You know, my dad does it.
Like, you know, we go by Olive Garden. Olive Garden,
Olive
Hammer.
Garden.
It's like, hey, what,
Paul,
I'm
right
here.
Though, right?
We're going to Olive Garden.
It's weird.
It's a weird thing. It's like, hey, Ruby Tuesdays.
I mean, if you
drive. Hey, there's a Subway. All right, drive. Chili's. I'm like, what are you, a tour guide? What are you doing
like,
here?
I'm trying to
restaurant
think.
Tour guide
chain
of
restaurant.
Phoenix.
I'm trying to think of a comp. Like, if you're driving
Duck
around.
Tours.
If you're in Minnesota or something on vacation, you're driving around and you see an In-N-Out, you'd be like, whoa, there's an In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense, but I don't know, just randomly spouting off every restaurant. It's Peoria. It's the capital of chain restaurants.
Taco Heaven. P.F. Chang's. Chili's. Frosty's.
We have to decide where to eat, so, you know, these are options at some point on the trip.
It's incredible.
Might need to eat somewhere.
Red Lobster.
You do this to your wife, too, don't you?
She would probably agree. Yes.
I need her to text me right now if she's listening. Shelly, please text me, or please tweet, actually, that he does this in the car. Do you don't like uncomfortable silences?
Maybe.
Because I think that's why my dad does it. My dad's a big fan of that. My mom, too. Just inane comments from the back seat. I'm like, we can sit in silence. It's okay.
I just hope I don't turn into the guy at the restaurant last night.
Oh, my God, the restaurant guy. So we are walking into Bobby Q's last night. Me, Paul, and Ben were a little bit early waiting for Jesse Agler. We see this guy walk out of the exit. It took about 1 second to know, oh, no, this guy's going to be doing bits. He's got bits planned.
There's a gleam in his eye. Older guy, probably, you know,
70. 65, 70, yeah. Jean shorts, okay, Teva sandals, tucked in peach.
Snowbird, obviously.
100%.
Snowbird here in Arizona.
He walks up, and we're just walking. We're not even engaging him. He goes, hey, good luck finding anything to eat because we ate it all. I'm like, God bless. And I go, oh, Ben just starts dying laughing. The funniest thing he's ever heard. Might as well have been Dave Chappelle.
But I said, please don't let me turn into that. I know
I said,
I'm on
that's
the road
you in
there.
10 years.
Don't let me get that far. Someone put a stop to me,
you know, my
before
dad,
I turn into that guy.
My dad's listening, but his favorite bit is this. He murders all the food on his plate. Like, the plate looks like it was clean off the, you know, off the shelf. He murders all the food on his plate, and then the lady comes up, and he goes, hey, that was terrible. Every time. Every single time he does it. It's just been in a restaurant.
We'll send this back.
And it kills me. Yeah, that was terrible. She gets a little snicker. Yeah, you guys, you're very much dad, Benny.
All right, we got 1 hour still to go here at the Peoria Sports Complex. Padres getting out to work. We will be talking to Kevin Frazier, Entertainment Tonight.
Yep.
The Kobe Memorial yesterday was just unreal. Unreal stuff. So that is coming up.
Hey, look at Wendy's.
Stick around. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.